Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. It's January 6, 2016. This is Truth in God's Word coming to you from Central West Virginia. It's 8 a.m. on the east coast of the United States. Continuing on today in our talk concerning Abraham out of Hebrews chapter 11, the great Hall of Faith chapter, those that in spite of every circumstance believed God, called those things that are not as though they were, faith in an almighty God, relinquishing all confidence in the flesh and putting total faith and reliance on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our helper. You say, well, Abraham didn't know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, he saw him afar. He knew that there was a Redeemer coming because God had already promised him that I will bless your seed. Amen. And out of the seed of Abraham came the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the only God, the only Lord, the only one that's worthy of all worship and all praise. Glory to God. So we're going to start today. We learned how that Abraham was called out of his place of abode. He was the son of an idol maker. God made his first covenant with Abraham in Genesis 15 after Abraham's father had died. In Genesis 17, he made the renewed covenant, which was made by blood, the shedding of blood. There is no remission of sin except there be the shedding of blood. The blood of Jesus Christ today still sets men free, still saving men, still healing bodies, delivering in the name of Jesus. Bible says that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. We need to get back and preach Jesus Christ and preach him crucified. If it's the knowledge that the church needs today, that we point directly unto him, that John the Baptist said that I must decrease that he might increase. Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. No matter whether we preach in the Old or the New Testament, we preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. The Bible declares he was crucified from the foundation of the earth. It was God's plan of redemption. There'll be no other plan. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father except it be through the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So today in Hebrews 11:9, we read of Abraham's nomadic ways. The Bible declared that by faith he sojourned in a land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and with Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. Remember what this God promised. He said, I would bless your seed and your seed's seed, your inheritance. Glory to God. There was a lot of battles that went on to get this done. We know what happened when Sarai at that time persuaded Abraham to take Hagar and bear a son, but that son was not the son of promise. Isaac was the son of promise. Amen. We have to wait on the son of promise. Abraham's mode of operation, so to speak, he was living in a daily readiness to be moved. He was living in a daily readiness to be moved. He considered himself not a resident of Canaan, but simply one who dwelt there for a time and a season because he was ready to step into something greater. See, if we get stuck where we're at, if we get stuck with the world and what's going on around and about us, and the devil will do everything he can to relay to us that this is all there is. Jesus told the Pharisees, he said, Abraham would have had joy to see my day, and he did see it. He did see my day. He had discernment. He knew that there was something greater than what he was looking at. I'll say that again. There was something greater than what he was looking at. He had faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's impossible, of God says, to please God without believing that he is, and if you seek him, he will reward you if you do it with diligence. Hebrews 11:6, impossible. So Abraham pleased God, not because he was a good man. He made a lot of mistakes, as me and you make mistakes. But he believed God to a fault. He would have done anything that God told him to do. A prime example is when the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him and told him to take his son, his promised son, to the mountain and sacrifice him. He obeyed God because he believed that even though that maybe God would allow him to kill Isaac, then God would resurrect him. He believed God, but the Word of God says as he upped the knife to kill his son, the Word of God says an angel of the Lord spoke, or the Lord himself possibly spoke, and said, "Don't do it. You've proven yourself that you'll do anything." And over in the thicket was a ram or a lamb, and God provided a sacrifice, and Abraham named the place Jehovah Jireh. God will provide. See, God provides in moments and times in our lives when the pressure gets so great, we don't know what we're going to do. He is our way out. He is our relief valve, so to speak. He said, "I'll put no more on you than what you can possibly bear," but we must believe him. Believe him. Abraham lived until Isaac was 75 years old. He lived until Jacob was 15. He got to hold his grandson on his lap, which is Jacob, which the Word of God declares later become Israel, which the 12 tribes of Israel came out of Jacob. And read Jacob's life. He wasn't a perfect man either, but he believed God. He said, "Bless me, O Lord. Bless me." The Word of God declared he was a heel grabber. He was a manipulator. The Bible calls him a subplanter. He was devious in a lot of things that he did. And some of that deviousness come back on him when he was trying to get his wife. But he believed God. Do you believe? And that, listen, believing God doesn't give us a license to sin as well as grace doesn't. But believing God will help us and keep us where we need to be. Believing that there's something greater. Believing that he is the way out of every situation and every circumstance. Remember, Abraham was a sojourner. He was constantly getting ready to leave to the next place. He dwelt in tents. The Word of God calls it tabernacles, but it was tents. Romans 1:8-17 says, as far as heirship goes, that if children, then we are heirs and heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. This all goes back to Abraham. We are the children of Abraham. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. We were grafted in. The Gentile nations were grafted in through the crucifixion of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the vine, my Father the husbandman, ye are the branches, where we receive our strength, where we receive our power." He says, "I must go." He said that I will send one back who shall endue you with power from on high, who shall lead you and guide you into all truth and all righteousness. And the Word of God declares that even if we suffer with him, we're still heirs. Suffer with him to reign with him. Paul said, I count it all but lost, that I might gain Christ, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. It's all about Jesus Christ. He must be lifted up in these days. He must take his place in the church again. I'll probably say it every broadcast, but he must be the chief cornerstone in our hearts and in our lives. His rightful place is Lord. And any foundation or anything that calls itself a church or entity or whatever it might be, if Jesus is not the center of it, if he's not the head of it, it's divided. And the Word of God declares that a house divided will not stand. 2 Timothy 2:12 said, if we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny. Now, in these scriptures, a lot of people leave this thing. Because they say, well, God doesn't appoint us to wrath. No evil shall beset your house. That's exactly right. But see, God's concern is with the soul. Yes, God's concerned with our body. The Word of God says, I would that you'd prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. So, like I said, Abraham was a sojourner, just as we are sojourners. We are just passing through. The Bible declares that we are like a leaf that fades in the fall and falls off the tree. We are like a blade of grass that for the summer flourishes for a season. But then come wintertime and fall, that grass subsides and fades away. We are like the waves tossed in the ocean. We live in a temporal state. And we need to act accordingly. If you know the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, now listen, I know he says occupy until he comes, but he says also set your affections on things above rather than on things below. Let the Spirit of God rearrange your life and your priority. We have such a thing, and I'm not by no means life coaches. And if people are coaching people, we need coaches, sports life, I guess. We need confidants. We need those that we can talk to that will give us a guiding hand. But if they do not guide you according to a biblical way, then you probably need to rethink what you're doing. Amen. Because this is the truth. The Word of God is the truth. This Bible I'm holding in my hand right now is the Word of God, the infallible Word of God given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit to men and women, 66 books written that we might know who God is and that we might know who we are. Because if we read this book, that book begins to read us. Colossians 3:4 says, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. So it's focusing our faith on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hebrews 11:10 says, for he looked for a city, not that it was lost, so to speak, but he had faith that there is a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. The city of God that is coming. John the Revelator said, I saw a new city coming down out of heaven, New Jerusalem, 1,500 square miles. And this city that he saw, the Word of God is glorified. He said, behold, all things are made new. There shall be a new heaven and a new earth. My, think about that today. Get that in your spirit. Get that in your soul. It'll help you get anchored in this unstable world in which we live, which is by the day, by the minute, getting more unstable. The city of God, which is the foundation of a sure foundation. Jesus Christ said, upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which I have purchased with my own blood. A well-established, a well-defended, a well-supplied city. Well, you know, you're looking for pie in the sky, by and by. No, I'm looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. I believe what the Bible says. I believe there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. I believe that where we are living is temporary. I believe that every situation and every circumstance, no matter how ongoing, how long it seems to last, that it's temporary. Paul said it this way, these light afflictions. He says, if you have food and you have raiment, then be, if you have food and something to wear and a place to lay your head, be content. But contentment evades this modern day society. It's more, 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 and it's all about me. That's why everybody's out there with their cameras and their phones taking selfies. My Lord, help us today. So wrapped up in their cell. But the Bible said the love of many shall wax cold. Many will give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. People will be so self-contained, self-righteous. Everything is about them. Everything is about them. But the Word of God declares when we are Christians, it becomes about Jesus Christ and everybody else. Humble yourself before an almighty God. The Word of God declares that in due time, He will exalt you. The promises of God. Looking for that well-established, well-defended city, that everlasting covenant. Listen, everything that come out of Abraham's mouth was faith. Because he was a friend of God. God sought him out. Listen, I by no means understand election. But I know that we cannot be drawn. And I'm not a Calvinist. But I know that we cannot come unto God unless he draws us. And I believe there's an opportunity to every individual that walks for the Spirit of God to draw them. Choose you this day, whom will you serve? Multitude upon multitude stand in the valley of decision. Our faith. Abraham's conversation was faith. He looked for a city. John 1:3 says, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. God is in control. Hebrews 13:14 says, for here we have no continuing city. Here we have no permanent dwelling, permanent residence. When we are born, we begin to die. You don't look the same you looked 5 years ago or 10 years ago. Things change. Your facial features change. Some of us lose our hair. Man, things change. But we are looking for that permanent dwelling. We have no continuing city. We live in the temporal. We are preparing and sojourning for a heavenly city. I've never been there. Some have, yes. I believe God has taken people to heaven. I personally have never been there, but I believe that it is. I believe this Bible. I believe there is a city whose builder and maker was God. You see, this is faith. This is hope. This is something to build on. As the pressure increases in this world and God lets us occupy until he comes, we look up because our redemption draws nigh. We have hope today, the anchor of the soul. But we seek one to come. We don't seek a continuing city. As men scramble to revamp, renew, control basically this earth, thinking they are going to put everything back to point zero, that we're going to undo the treatment of this planet that man has done for thousands of years. There's only one that's going to undo it. And John saw it. I saw a new heaven and a new earth, the revamping of this place. The Bible declares this place will be revamped with a cleansing fire. Glory to God. Hebrews 12:22 says, but ye are coming to Mount Zion and into the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, the hosts of the Lord, the armies of the Lord. He said, "Be ye not troubled. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare ye a place, that where I am, there ye may be also." That's hope. That's something to believe in today. When everything crumbles around you, believe in the sure foundation of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heaven will not be moved. Heaven will not be defeated. God's not nervous. He will bring his plan to pass. We believe that today, that our footsteps are ordered of him, that all things work to our good, that no evil shall beset our house. We proclaim the word of God, not in fruitless repetition of just saying, but we get it in our heart, in our spirit. Psalmist David said, "That I might write your word on my heart, that I might not sin against you." Looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. Revelation 21:2. I'm going to tell you what I've been talking about here. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Revelation 21:10 says, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God." This is the renewance, a regeneration that is coming, a revamping, a scientific term, which is metamorphosis, changing from the old to the new. This is what we call when a caterpillar is in its cocoon, and its metamorphosis to turn into from an ugly old worm to a beautiful butterfly. The Bible declares that corruption shall put on incorruption. Mortality shall put on immortality. I watched the movie about the little boy that went to heaven. Heaven is real. You need to watch that. Some of the things this little boy said is amazing. And he said, "I saw my grandfather there, which had died before he was born." And his father showed him a picture of his old grandfather. He said, "No, that's not grandfather." And he broke out on a newer picture, a younger picture. He said, "That's him." He said, "Daddy, no one's old in heaven." Oh, my. No more nursing homes. No more hospitals. No more graveyards. Wow. No more violence in the streets. No more wars and rumors of wars. The Bible said they'll beat the swords into plowshares. "For the Prince of Peace shall rule and reign on the face of this earth forever and ever." This is our hope. You say, "Oh, that's crazy." Well, the old saying is, you believe what you want to believe, and I'll believe what I want to believe. But as for me and my house, we will believe the Lord. I believe God's word. Amen. I believe what the word of God says, and it'll keep us. It'll keep us. Revelation 21:14 says, "And the wall of the city hath 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb." Think about it today. Think about it today. God helps us. Pray that your faith not fail you. Pray that Jesus said, "When I come back to the earth, will I find any faith in the earth?" Believing those things that are not as though they were. Tomorrow we're going to talk about Sarah, the faith of Sarah. Now, she believed God, although she struggled with her faith. And it's okay to struggle with your faith, but just don't let go of it. All of us struggle with our faith. Lord, I believe, but help me my unbelief. We all struggle. We're just humans. God knows that. He's not out to get you. He's out to help you. "I would that none would perish. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free." Call on him today. If you're not saved today, ask the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into your heart. If you need healing in your body, healing in your mind. My. The distresses of this generation, the distresses of the mind, that we as a church, we don't want to talk about that because, you know, we could talk about fear and tell somebody we might have a little fear, and I've heard people say, well, your love's not perfect. I know what the scripture says, that perfect love casts out all fear. But that Jesus is perfect. His love is perfect, but it's walking in it. It's getting where you need to be. Amen. He gives us not the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. A sound mind. A disciplined mind. This is the word of God. Speak that word, not as repetitious jargon, so to speak, but believe what you say. Jesus told the devil, he said, man does not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Pray for the faith of Abraham. Pray for the faith of all of these people. The Bible tells us to contend for the faith that was once given unto the saints. In other words, fight for it. I want that faith. I want that faith. I believe that that which I do not hold in my hand, that someday I will. Job said, I know my Redeemer lives. He says, I'll wait all the days of my life for my change. Believe God today. Father, I thank you for your word. Touch that one out today that doesn't know you. Touch that one struggling today with whatever's going on in their life. Lord, the multiple weapons that Satan uses to tie up and to bind up mankind. But Jesus, for this reason, was you manifested that you might destroy the works of the devil. You sent your word, and you healed us. You said you would that none would perish. We reach out to you today, all of us today, for strength. We need strength. We haven't arrived yet. We haven't obtained yet, as Apostle Paul says. But he says, I leave those things that are behind, and I choose to press towards the high mark of the high calling. Touch your people today, God, in Jesus' name. For your glory, Lord, heal bodies today. Touch minds. Give people miracles. Give them faith. Help them up today, Lord. Help them up. Give them strength in their legs again. Give them strength to walk. Let them get their head up, God. Know you've redeemed them. That in you that they are somebody. Touch that one today that's struggling. In Jesus' name we pray. Stay tuned tomorrow at the same time. May God bless each and every one of you.
This has been Truth in God's Word Radio with Pastor Jim Newsom. Our email address is truthintheword777@gmail.com. The Word of God declares, look up, for your redemption draws nigh. Jesus is coming very soon. Until next time, may God bless each and every one of you.
And the meek shall inherit the earth. Blessed are